From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The housing slump just keeps getting worse, and the Federal Reserve is expected to respond today by cutting key interest rates. A new economic report out today has some good news, better than expected growth this summer in the gross domestic product. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. And Sam, most predictions are for a quarter point interest rate cut today from the Fed, but could this new report alter that decision from the Fed?
Well, there's really no way to know for sure until the Fed makes its announcement later today. But so far, there are a few clues as to what it's going to do, other than the usual rush of predictions coming from economists. As you mentioned, most of those economists are forecasting at least a quarter point cut in interest rates. Mark Zandi with Moody's Economy.com falls into that category. He says there's a reason today's strong economic growth figures won't affect the Fed's decision, and that's because things are changing so fast in the economy.
I wouldn't look at history to try to gauge which way the Fed's going to move today, because when they're setting policy today, they're thinking about the future and what the economy is going to look like down the road, not what the economy did up till now.
Now, Zandi says even though the GDP acts as a scoreboard for U.S. economic health, there is a lag effect, and that's the history comment. Once you look into the future, he says the picture doesn't look so good. Much of that growth was fueled by a bump in consumer spending. And if yesterday's news that consumer confidence slipped again for the third straight month is any indication, that bump in spending isn't likely to last.
Okay, so if they do cut it by a quarter point, the interest rate, will that be enough to get the economy back on track?
Well, at the very least, Madeline, it's going to please Wall Street, and the markets will respond positively or at least remain somewhat steady. But I wouldn't expect a rate cut to end the housing woes anytime soon. The thinking is that a rate cut would improve banks' balance sheets since they can charge more for their long-term loans while fattening their profits on the cheaper short-term loans. But the credit crunch that's responsible for the housing downturn has much deeper roots. The big home builders are struggling with tightened lending standards and virtually no demand for new housing, and most buyers can't get loans. A Fed rate cut isn't going to change that, and some economists say it's a matter of time before that reality catches up to consumers and begins to drag down the overall economy.
And housing's not the only problem here, is it?
No, it's definitely not. Cutting interest rates is always somewhat of a gamble. The key concern is whether it will push up inflation. The dollar has sunk to new record lows, making foreign goods more expensive. But the true wild card here is oil. The lower the dollar falls, the higher the price of oil goes. Those costs will be passed on to the larger economy, affecting everything from energy prices to the cost of manufactured goods. How this plays out is anyone's guess. And I think as far as the Fed goes, it's holding its breath on this one and hoping for the best.
Thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.